When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yesterday, Sam Fortier and the rest of the crew over at the Washington Post put out this story. As I was driving home, and I was like, what? Huh? And I was like, wait, this doesn't make any sense. Yeah. So for those of you, just quickly catch up. Maryland Senators Ben Cardin and Chris Van Hollen, who I've heard a lot from, quite honestly, much more than I care about, because I just don't care. Fair. They have been steady opposition of the RFK transfer to the district government because they thought it gave an unfair advantage to the district government over Maryland's government, who desperately wants to revitalize PG County and wants to anchor a hospitality village around a brand new stadium for the next 30 to 40 years, much like they have done in Foxborough, right outside of Gillette Stadium, much like they've done at many baseball stadiums, and you've seen the boom. And again, as long as you don't listen to economists who don't know anything, you understand that you don't have that revenue and you don't have people flocking to stadiums and bars and restaurants and retail shopping without the stadium and without the people being a centerpiece to it all. But anyway, so Maryland had opposed because they said it gave D.C. government an unfair advantage. So the latest that we got yesterday was, oh, wait a second. Actually, we're not that concerned about that. We're not concerned about a level playing field. As long as you give us one of DC's two Air National Guard squadrons, the only one with fighter jets, and as long as the commanders publicly state, hey, we don't want to be in Maryland anymore. We want to build in DC, but we're here in Maryland for the next 6-7 years until we get this all straight. But we don't want to be in Maryland anymore, and we're going to go back home to our original home and build a brand new stadium, so on and so forth. And people were like, whoa, wait a second. Some parts of that make sense, right? Maryland kind of wants to know what the commanders want, truly want. Well, they should know what they want. They want to do what most of their fan base wants to do in this particular case, and that is bring the team and the stadium back home to its natural birthing spot, if you will, RFK Stadium and the RFK campus. So then the fighter jets get involved here, Linnell, and the Maryland Senators say, you know what, we're not really all that interested in building a stadium and giving you and having an unfair advantage as long as you give us something really, really valuable in return. So I ask you, is it absurd for Maryland to want F-16 fighter jets in exchange for the commanders?
Is it fair? I mean, I'll be honest with you. And you know, I give you my all, Chris. I have a real hard time wrapping my head around this story. I get it from a political pettiness standpoint, because that's what this is to me. That's them. It's political pettiness. But, I mean, it's fair exchange, right? I mean, you can't just have anything in this world for free.
No.
So I get where, I guess, Maryland is coming from, but, like, in reality, who's going to kick out the most money for the damn stadium? That's all that matters.
I don't know what politically they gain by having fighter jets. And I keep calling them F-16. I don't know if they're F-16. This is just what I commonly refer to them as. Fighter jets. Let's just put it that way. I think, though, if we can figure out a way to make this work, this exchange work, and if they can get the land, and if the Maryland senators are not going to oppose the transfer of the land, while it doesn't guarantee that a new stadium is coming to RFK, the Commanders and the D.C. government would have, in the last couple of weeks, eliminated, for now, Steve Daines and the Montana people and the family. I forgot their names.
The Wetzels.
And the two Maryland senators. And as far as I know, that would be the last remaining opposition to them getting the land transfer attached to this bill that has to be voted on and approved before the end of this year, or it goes to the back of the pile and might not be addressed for months and months and months on end. And then the Commanders are going to basically sit in and languish in terms of not knowing whether or not they can ever have a realistic chance of trying to finance a stadium at RFK.
And that's the big problem. I get that piece of it. I just feel like, I mean, and hear me out here. Someone called in when I was filling in for Craig Hoffman like 2 weeks ago and said that, don't fall for this trap. This is Josh Harris in the Commanders' way to show all the fans, hey, we tried our hardest to get back to D.C. Look at how many hurdles we have to actually jump. Maryland just seems like the easier play.
It's possible.
And I'm not trying, I don't want to play conspiracy theorists with that, though. I'm trying to make sense of it, because the pettiness level is so high here that it's almost like, why would you even want to put up with that? Why is it worth the fight?
Well,
when they come to the table with that negotiating tactic, how do you not roll your eyes and tell them to kiss your cheeks?
It might not be a realistic fight.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.